The next is this is
the one. Yes, Laszlo.
Konbanwa.
Konbanwa. Oh, good pronunciation. Konbanwa.
I'm Laszlo. I'm a general studies major at Parkland. This is my third year. I originally took an interest in Japan because most of my family has lived there. So, my mother lived there for a year, and my grandparents lived there for about a decade. So there's been a lot of like cultural influences on how I've been raised and stuff like that. And my grandmother's an artist, so I've always been around her art, and that's heavily inspired by Japanese art. So she does some calligraphy and stuff like that. So I've just kind of always grown up around a country or cultural influences of a country that I've never actually visited. So I just said, why not actually see what it's like?
So through your family, you already have touch with Japanese culture, but it is the first time for you to visit Japan.
Hi.
Your pronunciation is very natural. Hi. So then, what are you interested in to visit in Japan?
Part of it is to get a deeper connection with my family. This would let me better connect with them, have similar experiences and stuff like that. I also highly value just other cultures' perspectives on life and stuff like that. So language has an influence on that, and just seeing how people see the world helps me re-examine how I see the world and whether what I think is right or not is actually, in my opinion, right. So I thought Japan through Parkland was just a good opportunity.
What place do you recommend to visit? Not only you, so go together. At first we'll visit there, like that. You learn from your family member. So that's, my mother said and grandma said to visit to eat some sweets, manju or takoyaki, like this. Of course, I will go there, for example.
My grandmother highly recommended Kamakura. That's one of the places where they lived. They lived in a famous author's house. I think he was Hideo Kobayashi, if you know him. And then they also lived in Tokyo. So they said that entire kind of city was a great place.
What do you want to eat? A lot of food.
Takoyaki.
Takoyaki. Gyudon?
Everything, honestly. I love food, so.
So, Travis-san, how do you decide to visit the restaurants? Any person you can go? People go to have a meal or get together or already fixed?
I mostly base it around where we're at. The times when we're hungry and also try to find places that are affordable and offer us different types of cuisine so that we, by the end of the trip, we've tried a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed, in Japan, a lot of kind of cuisine in Japan, the usual people eat Japanese food, but I recommend is in Japan, a lot of bakery, different kind of the bakeries, the bakery, the bread is the best in the world, I think. A lot of kind of things, I think. Yuta-san, what recommend do you recommend about food or etc. visit some place? Komarimashita ne.
The question I had for Laszlo actually was
if you had if you have opportunity to visit places that your grandparents or your your mother, did you say your mom? Your mom lived, but I guess that that's like Kamakura and Tokyo, and any other places they have lived while they were in Japan, you know?
I'm pretty sure it was just those two places.
I see.
So I was hoping to get to see their like favorite spots and the houses that they lived in, stuff like that. And I was even hoping to meet some family friends. So.
Ah, oh yeah, that would be great. Yeah, that would be really great. And Kamakura, I mean, things have changed around in Tokyo, but Kamakura is more of a traditional town, so it might still be able to see what they saw and the places they've lived and enjoyed.
Arigatou gozaimasu.
はい、ラズローさんのトークでした。リュータさん最初びっくりしました。こんばんはっていうこともすごい自然な感じだったんです。で、なぜそんな自然っていうか、日本語なのかっていうのはどんな風に説明されてました？
そうですね。ラズローさんは、祖父母かな、おじいさんおばあさんが日本に10年ぐらい住んでて、お母さんも日本に1年いたことがあるって、言ってましたね。
しかもおばあさんがアーティストで、
そうですね。
何をどんなアーティストですか、おばあさん。
何でしたっけ、カリグラフって言ってました。
カリグラフ、お習字とか
どっちなんでしょうね。ちょっと そのアジア系のカリグラフィーなのか、西洋系のカリグラフィーなのかは聞かなかったですね。
アーティストで、ということで、それで、だけど、ラズロさん初めて、今回日本に行くのが初めてということで、
そうですね。だから育ってる時に結構日本の文化に触れてたけど、行くのは本当に自分が行くのは初めてなので、その家族が昔住んでたところに行ってみたいっていう、そういう感じですね。
で、それで鎌倉ということで、で、小林秀夫の名前がふっとこう出てきたんですが、小林秀夫は小説家というより評論家っていうことですね、日本で。はなぜ名前が出てきたんですか？
住んでた時に、その小林秀夫の住んでた家、旧宅に住んでたおじいさんおばあさんがってことだと思うんですが、
なんか不思議だなっていう感じで、もうちょっとこう、帰ってこられたらこういろいろ聞いてみたいなっていうところで、なのでちょっと鎌倉によってこう、まあ、知り合いとかも多分いらっしゃるんだろうんで、会えればいいなっていうような話をされていました。大体そんな感じですかね、ラズロさん。
そうですね。はい。
で、食べるものもまあいろいろ試してみたいっていうことで、というところで、じゃあ最後、今日もうあまり時間がないので、また来週ちょっと続き、お話をして、今日の最後の曲はアドリアンさんが選んでくださいましたアラン・ウォーカーで、ザ・スペクトルという曲です。これを最後にお届けします。どうぞ。